This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Galen McNary, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is G-A-L-E-N. Last name is capital M, small c, capital N-A-R-Y, McNary. On May 6, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as I took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 40-year-old male, height 5'9" tall, weight 267 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about November 11, 2023, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained an injury when another vehicle pulled out of a side street and struck the patient's vehicle in the driver's side, period. There was a moderate amount of damage to the vehicle, period. No airbags were deployed, but he did sustain injury, period. He was in a Jeep four-wheel drive Grand Cherokee, period. The patient was jerked, and his right hip and right knee hit the console, period. A few minutes later, he had pain in his low back. Left thumb. And later developed pain in both shoulders, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he is still having a moderate to severe amount of pain in his low back and his left thumb, period. New paragraph. His low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. The patient did have mild, manageable pain in his low back prior to this automobile accident, consisting of degenerative disc disease that was initiated by injuries in the military, period. This automobile accident of November 11, 2023 has aggravated his pre-existing back condition by 50 to 75%, period. He states that the pain is constant, period. It is a throbbing, piercing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right leg to the toes, period. It occurs with numbness and tingling, period. The patient also states that this automobile accident has aggravated his pre-existing pain down his leg by 50 to 75%, period. His treatment has consisted of physical therapy and medication, period. New paragraph. His left thumb pain was treated with physical therapy and medicine, period. It is an intermittent piercing type pain, period. The duration is approximately 6 hours per day, period. It is worse with movement, period. The pain ranges in intensity from both a good and a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day he was seen at immediate care in Lawrence, Indiana, period. He had x-rays and exam, as well as referred to his family doctor, period. He was seen at physical therapy a couple times, as well as being seen by the VA and had follow-up physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems lifting over 20 pounds, comma, sitting over 10 minutes, comma, walking over a half mile, comma, grasping and dropping items with his left hand, comma, sports such as kickboxing and football, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Prescription medications include a statin, comma, aspirin, comma, vitamin D, comma, heart medicines, comma, PTSD medicines, comma, insulin, comma, spironolactone, comma, furosemide, comma, a beta blocker, comma, diabetic medicines, comma, and medicines for congestive heart failure, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hyperlipidemia, comma, hypertension, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, congestive heart failure, comma, diabetes, and diabetes, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine, comma, exercises, comma, in a 10-unit period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for heart stents. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his left thumb in the past period. The patient injured his low back in approximately 2005 while he was deployed in Iraq for the military, where a car bomb injured his low back. Particularly L4-L5, period. He was treated 2 to 3 weeks with injections and medication and had physical therapy, period. He was living with the pain at a minimal level until this automobile accident, period. This military bomb injury has caused his degenerative disc disease, period. The patient also had occasional low back pain and spasms. He was seen in the emergency room from 2015 up until present day, period. The patient sustained a mild mid-back injury in the military around 2008 for 2 to 3 weeks. It was a strain and it resolved, period. His right shoulder has caused him pain in the past that goes back to his military days, and the car bomb may play a part of it, but it was especially diagnosed last year, period. The patient had an automobile accident in 2012, injuring his neck. It was treated for 2 to 3 months with physical therapy, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. The patient I was injured in the military around 2007, and he still has some permanency associated with this, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient was an Uber driver at the time of this accident, and he is presently on disability for several injuries, including the car bomb, comma, PTSD, comma, cardiac issues, comma, tinnitus, comma, and degenerative disc disease, period. Because of this injury of November of 2023, he missed approximately 3 months of work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. I reviewed well over 1,000 pages of medical records, period. I am commenting on just some of the pertinent studies. Immediate care report from Indiana Immediate Care, dated November 11, 2023. Complaint presents with a chief complaint of constant, but worse at times, joint pain of the top of the left shoulder and left fingers since Saturday, November 11, 2023. This was caused by a motor vehicle accident, period. On physical examination, several abnormalities were documented, including left fingers, tenderness noted, moderate tenderness over bone, comma, great finger, period. Left shoulder tenderness noted, comma, moderate tenderness, comma, over bone, comma, over diffuse, period. Muscles left, limited, all planes, period. Their diagnosis was 1, a sprain of the left shoulder, 2, sprain of the left thumb, 3, person injured in an unspecified vehicle accident, period. They prescribed methocarbamol. They also did x-rays of the left finger showing soft tissue swelling without evidence of acute fracture or dislocation, period. X-rays, multiple views of the shoulder, no fracture or other acute abnormalities, period. End of that report. VA records, MRI of the lumbar spine. This was dated January 17th, 2024, with comparison of CT of the lumbar spine, December 7th, 2022. And lumbosacral spine x-rays December 19th, 2023. At L3-4, minimal disc bulge. L4-5, disc bulge with tiny right central extrusion, period. Impression mild to moderate lumbar degenerative disc in joint disease at L4-5, period. X-rays December 19th, 2023. Of the left finger. The pain, the reason for the study was pain in the first finger with limited flexion since MVA, period. Impression, mild fragmentation along the inner phalangeal joint of the thumb, period. End of report. Some of the many medical records that I reviewed included the accident report, comma, files from Dr. Polansky's office, P-O-L-A-N-S-K-Y, comma, ATI physical therapy, comma, Indiana immediate care, comma, VA medical records, comma, interrogatory responses, period. End of that report. Progress note from the VA, December 12, 2023. Reports he had a heart attack in March 2023, as well as chronic pain issues, period. Veteran reports that when his back spasms, it is debilitating, and CG, that's capital C, capital G, CG, has to assist him with ADLs, including bathing, comma, dressing, comma, grooming, comma, toileting and mobility, period. Another VA note, December 19th, 2023. He states he had MVA at Veterans Day, and since he developed increasing lower back pain and pain in his left hand thumb, also has difficulty bending it, period. Active problems included low back pain chronic. We will order MRI, lumbosacral spine. We will place physical therapy request, period. Left thumb pain, x-rays to be done today in place OT request, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above records, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of November 11th, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, left thumb trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and mild fragmentation along the inner phalangeal joint, period. Number 2, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, in radiculopathy, period. Number 3, aggravation of prior lumbar pain in L3-4 and L4-5, 5 disc bulge with degenerative disc disease, period. Number 4, bilateral shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain improved, period. The above 4 diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of November 11, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have a permanent injury to both the low back and left thumb as a result of the November 11, 2023 auto accident, period. By permanency, I'm meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in both areas for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in both areas as he ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Upon review of the medical records, there wasn't much mention of surgery. However, because of the aggravation of the two areas of bulging discs, surgery may certainly be necessary down the road, period. The need for surgery would not be totally as a result of the November 11th, 2023, but the auto accident of November 11th, 2023 would be a major aggravating and contributing factor for the needed surgery in the future, period. Continuous use of over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics will be $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some back injections will cost $3,500, period. The patient is presently using a TENS unit, and ongoing supplies will cost approximately $150 a month for the remainder of his life, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, but have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records and history, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained orally to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.